Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Welcome to our program. We are so thankful that you have decided to take the time to listen to this program today, and we hope the things we discuss will be of benefit to you as you continue to study and learn God's Word. We've been studying for several lessons concerning things that will enable us to first know how to get from earth to heaven, and then also to encourage our listeners, those who have tuned into the program, to take action upon that knowledge and to live in accordance with the will of God. We've talked about why we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, why we believe in the existence of God. Where did the universe come from? Where did the Bible come from? Is the Bible our only standard of authority in religion? And we spent several minutes together discussing that the Bible is our only authority for religion in this world. Then we talked about the Old Testament and the New Testament, which makes up the Bible, and the fact that we are under the New Testament today, not the Old Testament. Today we start a new series of lessons concerning why Jesus came to earth. There are two main reasons why Jesus left heaven to come to earth. It is important we know these reasons. One reason was to give mankind a chance to have their sins forgiven. Why does mankind need a Savior? The reason people need a Savior is because of sin. Yes, sin is man's greatest problem. The Bible clearly says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3, verse 23. Every person who can tell right from wrong commits sin. The Apostle John also tells us this fact. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." So all people have sinned. What is sin? Sin is missing the mark. Again, Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3 and verse 4. John also adds in 1 John 5:17, "All unrighteousness is sin." The wages of sin is death. Romans 6 and verse 23. Sin causes us to go away from God, and Christ came to the earth to bring us back to God. Jesus came to this earth to save sinful man. He needs to save us. He needs to reconcile us to God because we have been separated from God by our sin. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. but your iniquities. The word iniquity is another word for sin. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 20 and 21, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." And so we are to be reconciled to God. We go away from God when we sin. We're brought back to God through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 and verse 16, "And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity." And so both Jew and Gentile are reconciled to God through the death of Jesus on the cross. Jesus came to this earth to save sinful man. We have shown one of the reasons Jesus came to the earth was because of sin. From where did sin come? The answer is given to us in the first book of the Bible. After God created Adam and Eve, he put them in the Garden of Eden, giving them everything they needed. He also gave them commands they were to follow. Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.'" You see, God clearly told them what to do. They were not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The third chapter of Genesis tells us what happened. Beginning in verse 1, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." And so God gave them the command, but they violated God's command. They transgressed God's command. They sinned. And because of the sin of Adam and Eve, sin entered into the world. Romans 5, verse 12, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men." Now, many people stop right here in reading Romans 5 and verse 12, making it appear that we inherit the sins of Adam. But let's finish the verse. He says, "Just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. We separate ourselves from God because we sin. We do not inherit the sins of Adam. God already had the plan to send Christ to the earth to save man from his sin. Matthew 1:21, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5, verses 6 and 8. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. Jesus came to the earth, reason number one, to save people from their sins. In our next lesson, we'll talk about another reason that Jesus came to this earth, and that is he came to purchase his church. We hope that you'll join us at that time. I'm John Grubb with Truth for the World.